Morning Light is a listener-supported ministry of New Life Christian Fellowship in Trumbull. And this is the very last program, my friend, the very last one here on Life-Changing Radio, WFIF. If you were listening yesterday, you heard the news that I will be leaving the station. It is downsizing a number of employees from this station and several others throughout the company. So, Father, I just lift up WFIF to you right now in the name of Jesus, that you would continue to bless this station, prosper it, Lord, that it will stay on the air, proclaiming and broadcasting the gospel in Jesus' precious name. And Lord, for this next hour, as we focus on what is to come and give thanks for what is behind, that you would anoint these songs, Lord, to our hearts as we lift them to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. And this program is, of course, recorded the day before. This is the last ever Morning Light program here on WFIF. Listen to the words of these songs, starting with Brian Dirksen, Hear Us Call.
Standing here, waiting, Father, make us one. We wait for your outpouring, Lord, hear, right. We can't go out till you fill us. Empty, what can we do? God of heaven, we confess our need of you. Something tells me things are about to change. Something tells me things are about to change. Oh, Holy Spirit, heaven's language in our heart. And I hear the strong wind blowing as you begin to rearrange. Something tells me things are about to change. Something tells me things are about to change. We can't go out till you fill us. Empty, what can we do? God of heaven, we confess our need of you.
Amen. Something tells me things are about to change, and change is inevitable. That's Brian Dirksen, Hear Us Call. Here's Janet Paschal. God will make a way.
strange to end up stranded between an army and the sea. I must have felt forsaken, wondering why God wasn't all he said he'd be. When your back's against the wall, it's the hardest place of all. But somewhere between provision and impossibility,
Make a Way. That's Janet Paschal. Before that, Brian Dirksen, Hear Us Call. It is indeed true that God always makes a way when there seems to be no way. The promise is in His Word that He knows the plans that He has for our future to give us a hope and an expected end. I forget the exact words, but it's Jeremiah 29:11, and that's what this song is based upon. By Bobby Michaels. Although this is the very last ever Morning Light program here on WFIF, because if you were listening yesterday, you heard the interview I did with John, that I'm being let go from the position because of financial reasons for the company, and I do so willingly to let this station continue. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
I know the plans I have for, declares the Lord. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. I have great plans to prosper you, declares the Lord. prosper you, declares the Lord. To give you a hope, to give you a future, says the Lord. To give you a hope, to give you a future, says the Lord. And not to harm you. No, I will never harm you. I want to show.
Plans, my friend. That's Bobby Michaels. I know the plans. Even though this is the very last morning light here on Life Changing Radio WFIF, I know that God has a plan for a 24-hour FM station in the future. I don't know where, when, or how, but it's a dream and a vision that God put on my heart 21 years ago. Here's Rita Marie Valley. There's a dream.
Through the mountain, swim through the sea, walk through the desert to find your destiny, sail through the ocean, soar through the clouds, sway through the gentle breeze to find your destiny. There's a dream you've been waiting to see come true. There's a hope in your heart that's meant just for you. And no matter what roads life may bring, there's a dream God's given to you. find your destiny. Dance in the rain, sing through the storm, praise through the adverse trials to find your destiny.
Song takes on a whole new, much deeper meaning. That's Rita Marie Valley, There's a Dream. And my friend, there really is. This dream of a 24-hour FM station that God has had burning in my heart for over 21 years. Even from the day I first started here 20 years ago, I knew in my heart that this was just a stepping stone. And I thank God for every day of these last 20 years that I've had the opportunity to share these mornings with you, lifting up these songs of praise. One day, there'll be a 24-hour station in Jesus' name. Here's Brett Cook when Jesus unlocks our dreams.
In my mind, I can see a picture of 10,000 angels gathered round, and I dream of the day when life's fears have gone away and the chosen ones set foot on holy ground. Never will there be the sound of fighting. Never will we feel the dark of night. We'll hear sounds of victories when he sets his captives free, and all his children walk into the light. And today your name will be spoken, and today streets of glory, we'll see the King look into his eyes. Then we'll hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful one. Today you walk with me in paradise. And today your names will be spoken.
Jesus Unlocks Our Dreams, that's Brett Cook. I've known about this since the end of May. In fact, that's one of the frequently asked questions, why we've aired recorded programs all summer. I was given specific instruction not to mention or discuss what was happening until the very end. And that's what today is, my friend, the very end. This is the final farewell, the last Morning Light program to be heard here on Life Changing Radio, WFIF, as we discussed on yesterday's program. And when I said that I did so willingly as far as, you know, losing this job, I didn't come to them and say, you know what, I'll resign. No, no. They came to me and says, Willie, we have no choice. We have to let several people go, and you're one that we have to let go. And after having time to meditate and pray about the whole thing, and I know in my heart, dear friend, this decision was not made by Bill Blount or any of the other management at the station or the company. It's a decision that was made by the Lord and handed down from above. God is leading and directing, and right now it is His will to place this vessel on the shelf, so I'll say goodbye to me.
Lord, I want to be a servant of the King. And I want my life to be inspired by all You bring. But for this, I must die. Sometimes it's hard to understand the reasons why. Isn't there some way I can save a piece of me?
cup from me. Lord, I hear you whispering that this is how it has to be. Oh my God, it's awfully hard to say goodbye to me. Hold me close as I say
David Robertson, goodbye to me. Let's look in the mirror. Yeah, goodbye to me too. As today is the very last ever Morning Light program here on WFIF, the final farewell. And now this portion of the program is my prayer for you. Precious friend, this is Ray Boltz, this song with all of my heart, and the one to follow it. Thank you.
Dreamed I went to heaven, you were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing, and someone called your name. We turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, friend, you may not know me now. And then he said, but wait, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I have a life that was changed. I am so glad you came. Then another man stood before you and said, remember the time a missionary came to your church. His pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to Lord, I am so glad you came.
One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. And I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry, but I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. That was changed.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you came. Thank you for giving to the Lord.
Years, so many precious people have given financially and of their prayers to keep this program on the air. That's Ray Bolts. Thank you. And here's Pastor Jason Evans from New Life. Thank you for praying.
I brushed some pine needles off of memories today. My finger traced a stone etched with a day and the name of a simple country lady, so gentle yet so strong. Her memory floods my heart as I recall didn't have a lot, but there was something that she knew. And it meant the world when she would say, "Son, I'll pray for you." And whenever she would kneel beside her little rocking chair, she turned a simple home into a holy house of prayer. And though she's gone away, there's something that I really want to say. Thank you for praying, praying for me. I never could repay the time you spent down on your knees. I am where I am today because you chose to pray and intercede. Thank you for praying, praying for me. Everyone has someone in your life you can recall, a constant source of strength for you wherever you would fall. And when you felt so lonely in times of desperate need, you knew that you could count on them to be down on their knees. To our heroes of the faith, something that we all love to see. Thank you for praying, praying for me. Never could repay the time you spend down on your knees. I am where I am today because you chose to pray and intercede. Thank you for praying. When that day comes and all things will be revealed, and our Father lets us see with open eyes, we will understand carried on the wings of the prayers of faithful people in our lives. Thank you for praying, praying for me. Never could repay the time you spent down on your knees. I am where I am today because you chose to pray.
I truly mean every word of that song from the bottom of my heart. Truly, I would not be here today if not for your prayers, dear precious friend. That's Jason Evans. Thank you for praying. This vessel now is to be placed upon the shelf by the sovereign hand of God, and I yield to His will at all times to be a faithful servant to the Master. Oh, precious friend, it's not really the end. Even though today is the last ever Morning Light program on this station, WFIF, God will raise up a 24-hour FM station in the future. Where, when, or how, I do not know. But in the meantime, thank you for praying. Thank you for listening. Here's Steve Green. Find us faithful. Precious Lord.
We're the pilgrims on the journey of the narrow road, and those who've gone before us line the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary, their lives a stirring testament to God's sustaining grace. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race not only for the prize, but as those who've gone before us, let us leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly love. Oh, may all who come behind us find us there. Our children sift through all we've left behind. May the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must follow.
Jesus' name, may all who come behind us find us faithful. That's Steve Green. A couple of questions that I was asked yesterday after the show. What will you do now? Where will you go next? And how can I pray? Those are some wonderful questions that dear precious folks just like you who called in yesterday were asking. And by the way, I will also be here most of the day until 2 o'clock. If you wanted to call and share a thought or a few words or ask a question, I'll be glad to take those calls. The number is 203-878-5915. What will I do now? Well, at least for the month of September, decompress. Today's basically calling it a vacation. I'll still be the engineer doing some technical work here at the station, so I still will be coming in to the station occasionally to repair equipment, to modify things, but I won't be on the air anymore. Today is the very last day. Where will I go next? That's in the Lord's hands. Right now, on the shelf, waiting for him to find the next place, the next door that he's going to open. And the question, how can I pray? That God's will be done, in Jesus' precious name. This song describes a very special vision of tomorrow. Listen closely to these words. Here's Steve and Jacqueline Darmody.
Doors closed. clothes in front of me that were once familiar paths. Routine slips away from me that I thought would always last. But here I stand at this crossroad, unsure what God has planned. A whisper to my heart is heard, and by faith I understand. God doesn't let the sun set without a vision of tomorrow, and you'll never see a shadow fall without him knowing all. If he should choose to close the door, somewhere there's a window, 'cause God doesn't let the sun set without a vision of tomorrow.
I've been feeling a new direction, calling for some time, walking toward the great unknown. I feel as though I'm blind, but I know that you're leading me. My destiny you hold, a new horizon waits ahead, full of promise untold. God doesn't let the sun set without a vision of tomorrow. You'll never see a shadow fall without him knowing all. If he should choose to close the door, somewhere there's a window, 'cause God doesn't let the sun set without a vision of tomorrow.
So I'll walk on, though this road may be ending.
There's a brighter dawn, there's a brand new beginning.
'Cause God doesn't let the sun set without a vision of tomorrow. And you'll never see a shadow fall without him knowing all. And if he should choose to close the door, somewhere there's a window, 'cause God doesn't let the sun set without a vision of tomorrow.
And if he should choose to close the door,
somewhere there's a window, 'cause God hasn't left the sun set without a vision,
a vision
of tomorrow.
Of the fact that today is the very last ever Morning Light program, the words of that song are incredibly appropriate. Vision of Tomorrow, Steve and Jacqueline Darmody. The only thing I have a minor disagreement with is, you know, while they say God closes a door, look for a window. Scripturally, he said anyone who comes in by another way is a thief and a robber. When God closes a door, he doesn't open a window. Don't look for a window. Look for another door. When he closes one, he'll open another. And that's what's happening here. As the Lord closes this door, there's going to be another one to open in his time. My friend, I close with these songs. Here's Carolyn Cavanaugh. My prayer, may you find his love.
If ever you could believe in a night, in a child born, Savior, a king, and if you could hear what he'd say of the love that he's promised, these things I pray, may you find his love.
Find his love.
May you find his peace.
Find his peace.
May you
God. Before that, we heard Carolyn Cavanaugh, May You Find His Love, winding down for the very last time. the very last Morning Light program to be heard here on Life Changing Radio, WFIF. I've shared some of the questions I was asked yesterday, and I encourage those of you who are listening, if you have questions you want to ask, you can call me here at 878-5915. I'll be here till 2 o'clock. And I'll be posting those questions and answers on the Morning Light website tonight at midnight. Per my agreement, I have to wait till midnight. So check the Morning Light website, www.mymorninglight.org. After midnight tonight, all the information about what I'll be doing next, where that new station will be, I don't know. The frequency dial number, that would all be placed on the website. Morning Light has been a listener-supported ministry of New Life Christian Fellowship in Trumbull. And I close with the final song I've closed with for years.
May the Lord bless, may the Lord bless, may the Lord esteem you.
Bless you, my friend, until we meet again, in Jesus' name.